Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I wanted to go back to this bizarre file story just a moment ago. The horrible story. This guy, his mother passed away. She died of cancer. He had been caring for her. And after she died, he, you know, was going through her apartment. And in the freezer, or maybe it was their home, I'm not sure. In the freezer was this box that his mother had always told him as a kid, don't open that box. It was wrapped and everything. So he never did, and he never really thought much of it.
I'm surprised he didn't. As a kid, the fact that he honored that, but he opens it.
Well, he assumed it was wedding cake.
Yeah.
So he opened it, and it was a dead baby. Mm. Which freaked him out, obviously. Now he's wondering if his mom did something horrible.
Yeah.
Or maybe she, you know, who knows? Maybe she had a stillborn or something like that and kept it anyway. It's got him all freaked out. And Steve, you were wondering if, you know, although I'm sure it's not as horrific or shocking as that.
A frozen dead baby. In a...
As the things you might find from someone who passed away when you go through their things.
So I have
a surprising thing.
I've only had to do that, and it really was my own mother, so it was in our house, and we were just going through things in like, closets. So it wasn't, you know, say, like, somebody who, like, a grandparent or whatever, and their shows have done it, friends did it, and, you know, and Ross found out that his grandmother hoarded Sweetenlow, I think it was. but that thing of, you think of a life collected in a house and things that you hold on to. Mm-hmm. Here's this guy who's left with a multitude of questions now, and the one person who could answer them is gone,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, what happens? You know, what has been some of the stuff? What are some of the things that have been found like that?
I'm sure there's tons of stuff. Now, this is a little bit more heartwarming than the story you told. But
the baby was alive in the freezer.
Right, and they couldn't believe it. Yeah, they actually preserved
a
life. Yeah, it was... It was amazing.
Yeah.
I know someone who was adopted, and when his adopted father passed away, he found a medal, like a saint's medal in his jewelry box or whatever. And the guy thought, well, this looks pretty old. I'm going to keep it. Well, he ended up finding out that it was from his biological mother that had pinned it on him when the baby was handed over. And so he found that, which was, you
that
know,
is cool. Kinda, yeah, that's, kinda, a, that's a lot better than a frozen dead baby.
Than a frozen dead baby. Right, exactly.
Right. That's much better.
I've never had the occasion to go through a loved one's belongings after they passed. The only thing I remember when my grandfather died, we kind of everybody went through the shed where he had all his tools and was saying, I'm taking that and I'm taking this and I'm taking that.
It just happened actually with my mother-in-law. You know, the family sort of dividing up things that they want. We have a couple pieces of furniture in the house. Let me ask you, just on a little tangent here, what would be the thing you'd be most embarrassed to have someone find in your house of your collection?
So here's the deal, man. I have bins of just sentimental items, things that I've saved, and I have them marked as, you know, Preston's keepsakes. It says, and I keep things for the kids too from their childhood. Everybody's got their own bin. I've got a few of them of just this and that. I'll just set this aside. Oh, here's, you know, I don't know, some concert ticket stubs, or here's, you know, some pictures, or here's, I don't know, whatever, tchotchkes and stuff. I've got tons of things, and there's nothing I
nothing can. Embarrassing.
No, there's probably embarrassing. Okay, I just can't. I have so much.
Right.
I can't think of anything.
You're a mini hoarder in that.
Off the top of my head, but I'm sure that if my kids eventually, upon my demise, go through this stuff, are going to go, oh, my God. What? Why would he hang on to that?
It's double-headed.
So, yeah, exactly. Must have had a close friend.
Steve, I remember when my grandfather passed away, he had always told us, maybe I told you guys this before, but he told us that he had some classic baseball cards. And I was a baseball card guy growing up, and he apparently had Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig. And so when he passed away, we were looking for that stuff. And
you never found them?
Never found
them. Oh, my God.
You know what we did find, though, was we found love letters that he wrote to my grandmother.
To Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig.
No, he wrote it to Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden.
I love you so much.
No, he wrote love letters to my grandmother in, like, the 20s and 30s that were unbelievably sweet. And so that was, like, family treasure. You know, that was cool.
No, that's a wonderful thing. That's much better than a dead frozen baby.
Yes.
All right. Here's one that might rank up there as to, I wouldn't be embarrassed by this, but there might be some head scratching that would go on. So when I was in high school, we had Spirit Week, and Spirit Week each day was a different theme, and you would dress up in that theme, you know, whether it be, you know, the circus or whatever. And so one day in Spirit Week, we had Jamaican Day. Okay. So we actually had Jamaican Day. Oh, no. There's no way on earth this would fly. nowadays. So people wore dreadlocks and clothes. And I don't remember, but maybe there was some blackface. I have no idea, but I wouldn't doubt it. It was the 1980s, and it was a different time. And but one of the things that they hung up as decorations all over the place were cellophane bags with fake weed.
No!
Oh, my God!
In the high school!
What?
Wow.
Kid you not. Whoever is whoever's on the Spirit Committee, Spirit Week Committee, did this and they got away with it. Once again, 1980s, different time. Cocaine and marijuana were.
Now remember, students later on show up in blackface with your fake pot.
So I snagged one of those bags of fake weed.
Okay, how big is it?
It's a regular sandwich bag.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so case is probably like a half ounce or something like that.
What did they use to
mimic? I don't know. I don't remember.
Oregano?
It
like,
hashish?
Yeah, it wasn't. No, it
wouldn't
was.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was actual weed?
Or not.
Dude, it. You can't get. Holy crap.
But it was. I don't think it was actually organic. I think it was like fake, almost like not quite Easter, you know, grass, the fake grass.
Right,
it was,
right.
But it was more like paper type of grass. But I was just like, I'm keeping that. And so I held on. And knowing me, I probably tried to smoke some of it. But that was a weird thing.
Yeah.
That I have. And people might, you know, if somebody's going through my stuff, they might go, what is this?
You know, think of your life, though, and the stuff that you store and accrue and the stuff that you... I know a lot of times, like for me, I find it hard, like with computers. I'm always reticent to throw out an old computer because I don't want someone getting access to information. I mean, now you can, there are e-disposal, electronic disposal places that'll grind stuff up and get rid of that. But, you know, you tend to hold on to things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Old cell phones even, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Nick, I just came across my first iPhone and I bought it on the day the iPhone came out. I'm like, I don't know what's on this.
Do you want to get rid of it?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got several cell phones.
Do you?
Yeah, sitting around. Rochelle's scared for me to give them to anybody.
Oh, I just threw them out. I had a whole stack of them.
You didn't throw them in the trash.
I don't know. I don't know what I did with them.
There are businesses. In fact, we've advertised business, and we do that will do that, or they will also, you know, get rid of your electronic.
Oh yeah,
this
yeah.
stuff because people have that fear.
Yep, Marissa.
Yeah, cell phones especially because they have to mine. There's a part that they have to take that's like hurting like gorilla habitats and shark habitats. So it's really important that you recycle. I know it's crazy, but all I know is it's important to recycle your cell phone.
You heard about that shark habitat in Africa where all the sharks died because they forgot they're more sea oriented.
Right, right. hang on, let me go do some calls. I have Brett on the line. Hey, Brett. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Brett?
Nothing. A long time no talk. I freaked Kathy out a couple times when I talked to you guys about bugs. But
okay. You're the guy who freaks Kathy out about it because you talk about bugs.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say now.
I was probably about 8 to 10 years old, but my father had a trailer, or my grandfather, sorry, had a trailer out in Kentucky. And I have to lead off by saying he lived alone. We were cleaning out his closet, and we found a 12-inch black dildo. And I never saw my mom's face get so red in her entire life.
So your grandfather had a shed with a dildo in it.
It was actually his closet, a bedroom closet.
Okay,
some like porno mags and stuff, and you know that's normal. We
right,
thought, but the 12-inch black dildo not quite as normal for a 7-year-old.
Oh, we lost you.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Well, that goes right into the whole shovel buddy thing, which we've talked about many times, is make sure that somebody, you trust someone to get rid of your embarrassing materials upon your demise.
You've had this agreement. You make this pact, and they're going to eliminate all that stuff that's going to embarrass your family.
Here, Claire is on the line. She has something she's afraid that her kids will find. Hi, Claire. Good morning.
Wow.
Claire.
She found that dildo.
She's dying laughing. What's up, Claire? You're on the air.
Well, I have a pretty extensive collection of very provocative, sexy underwear and all kinds of iterations of that.
Which one are you wearing right now?
No, but the weird part is I'm terrified because I have to admit, I'm 70.
Whoa!
Damn.
Yes. You sound a lot younger, Claire.
And I look damn good in it. But here's the point. When we travel, I'm so terrified of my daughters coming across it that I actually package it up really, really tight and put it outdoors in the recycling bin in case we go down.
Shut up. In case you oh. die, oh my God. You hide your underwear in the recycle bin. You are a naughty girl.
I love you.
You're
Claire.
Naughty.
And my very, very best friend is instructed that should anything like that ever happen and I go, she's to get to the house and get that
recycle.
That's
right,
your show, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Claire, what is your most audacious piece of underwear? I assume we're talking crotchless stuff. And are we talking bondage stuff? What do you have?
Oh, no, not bondage. But I would say crotchless.
That is wow. so funny.
Wow.
Where are you going on vacation, by the way? Are you going to these, like, swingers joints or?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Believe it or not, we're as square as they come. Just him and me.
I think your recycling bin would argue that point.
Your husband is lucky.
Yeah. How many husbands have you worn out?
Anyway, I thought you'd think that was
funny. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. It's hilarious that you prepare for a potential disaster by hiding your provocative lingerie Claire. In the recycle bin.
Claire, what's your favorite pair of panties?
Oh, I don't know. It's just all black.
They're all black?
Black.
Okay.
Or is that just the men you sleep with?
My husband and I are together 40 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
But do you like the lacy or silk or what?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely lacy.
Anything sheer?
Anything sheer. Yep.
Wow. Anything else besides the lingerie? Do you bring devices in to this experience?
No, I okay. told you. We're pretty, nope. We're
pretty okay. conventional.
So it's just the underwear. So when you put on a pair that makes you feel really sexy, I'm trying to drag this out a little bit. When you put on a pair that makes you feel really sexy, will you take a good look at yourself in the mirror?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Wow. Do your kids listen to our show by any chance?
I don't think so.
Let me ask you something, Claire.
Today.
Do you ever wear that sexy lingerie when you go to the early bird special?
You know what? I envision Claire as a, like, she works in the administration office of a high school or something like that. I don't know why I think that. Like, what's that?
Of course, at my age, I'm retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what did you do before?
I was a high school teacher.
Yeah, I knew it. The students had a thing for you.
Yeah. Do you want to say what high school?
No.
Okay. No.
Let me ask you something. Did you sit on the edge of the desk? Did you sit on the edge of the desk and have one shoe hang off your foot slightly when you talked?
I totally was not like that.
Okay. All right.
What did you teach?
So stupid.
What did you teach?
I don't want to
leave her alone. Don't make her reveal her identity.
She's all about at home, husband, in the bedroom, in the privacy of her own home. But
that's exactly how Claire. Claire, you're conventional. Claire puts all of her questionable laundry in the recycling bin as well.
Yeah,
I love that.
Listen. I called my husband because he's out on the road on his way to. I don't want to say, but I said you've got to turn MMR on.
I'm calling.
He's listening right now.
And I'm sure he's smiling. Next to a 70-year-old who's smiling like crazy in a car, that's...
I want to hear what his favorite pair is now.
Yeah, you'd have to ask him. Okay. But anyway, he's a few years younger.
I knew it. How many years younger?
Yep. How many? Almost 4.
Okay, so in that realm, you're fairly conventional. It's just in your freaky underwear.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He likes it. I want to make him happy.
All right.
Is life just getting better and better, Claire?
Well, you know, retirement, yes. Grandchildren, yes. In that regard, yes.
Okay. Yes.
You don't and now they make wonderful underwear. They make even better sexy panties these days.
Okay. Anyway, that was...
Okay.
All right.
I got to meet Claire sometime.
Absolutely.
You should come by and visit us, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. We'll get right on that. Thank you, Claire.
She's never going to get anywhere near us.
I love it. She was cracking up the moment we... I didn't even talk to her. She was laughing already.
The fact she puts it in the recycle bin when she travels.
I have Tony on the line. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering if I could get Claire's phone number.
Her phone number. Yeah. I think we might...
Tony, she doesn't sound 70. She sounds really fun. Yeah. And that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 56-year-old guy, but hey, she sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Oh, my God. She's so funny. Let me see. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to go to George. Hey, George, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Hey, Gadzooks, buddy. What's up?
Hey, yeah, my dad, he definitely needed a shovel buddy when he passed. I found sex videos with him and some of his previous girlfriends, like three different girls.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sampled them, obviously.
No, that's not obvious. Can't say I sampled my dad's sex video,
well,
obviously.
How many did you watch? You've got to see what it is.
How many did you watch and how many did you quote-unquote use?
Oh,
I didn't use that.
That's dumb.
So
there's also Polaroids and like bins full of sex.
Hey, tapes, George, I have to ask. So it was a sex tape of he and his ex girlfriend. Did he do any what we call what is known in the industry as POV videos?
No POV. It was just like set up on a tripod.
Okay,
he had a tripod set up.
Wow.
There you go. So he had a professional rig.
Wow.
Yeah, he did. He had a tripod that was there. You know, the old VHS camera where you put the little tape into the VHS thing to watch it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. Interesting. What did you do with the tapes? Did you destroy them?
Sold them to Vivid.
I destroyed them. I actually had some previous girlfriends call me. And I was wondering if I found anything like that.
Oh, my God.
So they were. So I was glad to hear at least they knew that I mean, they'd participated. Yeah. It was not.
I just told him I never found anything like that. He must have got rid of them.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right.
Were you watching them when they called? No. I mean, that's pretty wild.
I mean, if I put a tape in and it ended up being that.
Thanks, George.
That would be the only tape that I put in the VCR. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't
You want to space it out.
No, then every single tape after that would get burned.
You could never get that image out of your head.
Mm-mm. No. Are you kidding me? I mean, while it would be nice to know that Dad was enjoying himself, it'd be pretty
difficult. If you're watching this, we've passed. I hope you enjoy this presentation.
It's like Howard Stark's video for Tony after he died.
Tony, you never cleaned your room, and here's your payback.
Oh, my God. All right, let me go to Andy. Hi, Andy. Good morning.
You guys rock.
Thanks, Andy. What's up, man?
Hey, so my grandmother passed away a few years ago. She was a hoarder. Ooh. So her apartment, you can only imagine, you know, what it was like. My uncle Jeff was tasked with cleaning out the bedroom. He is, unfortunately, a germaphobe. So he had a full-on, like, hazmat suit, right?
And I would probably do the same.
Garbage. What's that?
I would probably do the same, man. Some of these hoarder places are just filthy.
Oh, I mean, it was disastrous. Yeah. Right? I mean, you could spend 30 minutes just on my grandmother's apartment, right? It was awful. But so I'm in the other room carrying out bags of garbage, and I hear my uncle go, "Found a butt plug."
No. Found a butt plug.
Found a butt plug. Just matter of fact. Hey, guess what I found? Found a butt plug.
Yeah, there's a couple C-rings with it, too. So
wow. C-rings and butt plugs.
Yeah, you know, and right away they go, man, that dude Dave that she dated, he was pretty out there.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was all him.
Thanks, man.
Right.
Wow.
Awesome. Thanks.
Appreciate
Jesus.
It. Is there anything
grandma's butt plug.
Is there anything you have that you would go, I hope, you know, I'm nobody finds that or thinks, wow, they're going to really think this is weird.
You know, you collect a lot of stuff. My stuff is like you're very big on mementos and things like that.
Yes.
I'm not the same. So I, there's not a lot. And from moving, from the amount of times that I've moved throughout my life.
And recently,
a lot of stuff, it's been sheared off.
You've cleared some stuff
so
out.
I don't really have anything.
I went back. I was going through some old stuff. I found my old, like, Six Flags season passes.
Okay.
You know, I kept saved all those.
Well, you're one
had
of those.
Had my pictures. Yeah, just, you know, I hang on to IDs and things like that just to go back and look at them. Mark Summers, our buddy, was recently posting his college ID pictures. They're hilarious. So I hang on to that stuff for sentimental reasons.
I had these, like, love letters from guys in high school, and I threw them out, and I wished, I wish to this day that I, and I could picture they were in a yellow bag, like a yellow plastic bag from some store.
God, I'd love to read through some
but
of those.
I remember keeping some of them. There was one guy who I remained friends with, and we actually, like, I would send him pictures. We would laugh about them. And I know that I saved some of them, but I can't, like, when my parents moved from the house I grew up in, they must have gotten tossed because.
Nick, you were my favorite sixth grade student.
Nick, who was that? Sandra Day O'Connor, who had love letters from.
Oh, that's right.
From somebody, another prominent public figure, and I don't remember, and they were kind of compelling. That stuff is worth hanging on to, I think. But now, obviously, it's electronic, and saving tweets and things like that is a little bit different, or saving text messages.
Now the world can go through your stuff.
Yeah. You can do little screen grabs, but they don't quite have the same...
As a handwritten letter?
Sentimental value to them, I think. Yeah. Let me see here. I have Austin on the line. Hey, Austin, good morning.
Morning. What's up, guys?
Yo, buddy. All right, so nobody died in this particular story, but you did find something.
Yeah, so we were younger, and it was me and my brothers in the basement, and we were trying to find, like, rated R movies to watch.
Okay.
So we're, like, popping VHS tapes in and out, like, trying to find something. And the one video we put in was one of my brother's, like, homemade sex tapes.
Oh, no.
And he happened to film it over one of our christenings or a Christmas video or something.
No. His sex tape, his homemade sex tape over the christening video.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
And at the time, like, we were, like, a minute or so into watching it. My mom walks downstairs. She's like, what the f*** is going on here?
It's a christening.
Wow.
And gave it to my stepdad, and he called my oldest brother down and put it in the VHS player in the living room and played it for him and asked him what it was.
Oh, why do you even have to put it in the video?
Yeah.
You don't have to watch that with your son. You can say, hey, we know what's on this tape.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
I guess he was curious, too.
He was going for level 10 embarrassment.
No, I think it was more like... How did you do that? How did you pull that off?
I mean, because I tried that, but I can't. I can only get just to the edge of it. Wow. Austin, is this ever brought up to your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I mean, honestly, I work with my brother, so I'll see him in a little bit, and I'll tell him I told the story on the radio.
Yeah, please do. So is it worse? Is it... Do you feel good knowing that there was an active, like with your parents or grandparents, that there was an active sex life, or there's just no positive element of finding anything that suggests a sexual situation with your grandparents?
I mean,
or parents?
You know, I know, but I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know about that. But my stepdad is like, I think 76, and my mom's 54. So I definitely don't want to know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Something a little less salacious, but pretty awesome. I'm going to go to Bill. Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
How are you doing today?
Good, good. So we're talking about, you know, we had this terrible story of a guy who found a, believe it or not, a dead baby in his mother's freezer after she passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. But what did you find after somebody had had passed?
Well, my father, he lived down in Florida, did a lot of fishing. And in his freezer, he had about 60 boxes of squid for bait.
Okay.
In the bottom 12 boxes in the freezer was $245,000.
Dear Whoa. God. Okay, so Bill, you, what I would have done, did the box, the container look like the same thing that all the squid was in?
It was a box of squid bait that was, instead of squid in there, it was stuffed with cash.
And I would have just started throwing it out and not even looked in every box if I didn't, you know, if I thought it was all squid.
I fish. I saved most of it.
Okay, you fish. All right.
So that's fun.
Dear God. Okay, so when you find the money, then what do you do?
Well, the next thing I did after I opened the box, I went back up
to make out the stuff wasn't rotten.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Then there was some roasts in there, and one of them had a diamond necklace in it.
Okay, so, but here's what I'm asking you. So you find this cash. What's the next step? You just take it home?
I started looking even further.
You what?
I started looking even more.
Okay, so at the end of it all, you found this $250,000. You found jewelry. And so Preston's point is, once you find it, do you yourself put it in the bank? What do you do with that money?
Oh, I stuck the money in the fund that was
You can't keep you can't keep dropping the S bomb, Bill. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I stuck it all in the bank that we were all going to split with.
Okay. Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, what I'm asking, Bill, is what do you, hang on, Bill. What I was asking, you find $250,000 in cash. You need to talk to a lawyer or something like that to make sure that this.
Oh, we had a lawyer.
What?
We had a family lawyer.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Okay. They had a family lawyer.
The headline on that was better than the subtext.
I was just waiting to try to get something.
If you stumble across that kind of cash, you have to go through some steps to make sure that it's properly accounted for.
I'm thinking, like, we found out that it was, like, from a Medellin cartel, and there was money, and it's like, it didn't quite go to that.
Yeah.
No, it's, I kept that crap. All right.
The squid was good. No, the money!
Caught a lot of fish.
So I was looking in the boxes where my dad kept his money, and I found a whole bunch of squid.
What's that, Kath?
You don't have to go to a lawyer. I mean, it would probably be a good idea, but I know somebody who found money and just found it and kept it.
Yeah, but I'm saying if let's say you wanted to take that money and invest it or something like that, all of a sudden $250,000unaccounted for cash is going to raise some eyebrows.
Got you.
Or you can just keep it at home, and that's your little fund that you pull money out of to do purchases. So I wasn't sure how he handled it.
You were just trying to get that information.
I was just trying to get that information out of him, but apparently I need better bait when I go fishing for info from him.
Just should have kept Claire
still in the freezer. Yeah. There's a multitude of questions there.
Yeah. I have found weird things in the refrigerator or in the freezer over the years. And we've talked about that before. It's kind of a separate conversation, but I remember in my freezer, and I've told you guys this story before, for some reason, God, it must have stayed in there for 10 years. We had a dead duck in our freezer.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. My dad shot it while hunting, and his intention was to one day get it mounted.
Yeah.
Because it was a female wood duck, which is a very beautiful duck. But
do they get freezer burn after a while? Well, I assume they do, right?
Yes, I would think so. And I just remember for ages. At first, it was kind of disgusted me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I found it kind of gross that this carcass was in the freezer next to the ice cream and all the other little delightful things that I would go in there for.
And your $250,000.
And eventually, it just became a thing that was in the freezer. And
it didn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, it's the freezer duck. So
it's right next to the freezer duck.
And was it your mom that kept the gravy?
Yes.
In the
about 20?
Cool Whip?
Carvel ice cream containers. My mother, I guess, figured at some point the Soviet Union was going to step in and embargo all the gravy.
Yeah.
And so she had so much. So when she died, I was pulling out this frozen. And I love my mother's gravy that she would make, but it was just tub after tub of frozen gravy. And I'm like, Mom, what were you?
Yeah.
What was the impetus for this? Why gravy?
Some people have their thing.
Yeah.
And just hang on to it. I don't know.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.